Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight for this review of the news. And tonight we have a double program. We start with the regular show right now, and then at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have our private conversation with the donors of the show at the $20 level on Subscribestar, backed by Patreon. Steven Robinson says, no sound. I get sound here. So perhaps it's on your side, Steven. Colum says he gets sound. So I think that, Steven, today it is merely on your side. You're going to have to refresh your browser. This Fox News story with Dominion, it's so weird. Because Fox News, from my remembering of those days, I was covering the Kraken stuff. I wasn't super enthusiastic about the Kraken stuff in terms of election frauds, the stop the steal. I covered it, and I was enthusiastic that people were expressing themselves freely when they could, and then eventually they got censored. But to me, there's always been a lack of demonstration that criminal fraud has been happening on a super large scale. What I've always said is certainly the attack of the Democrats on the voting system is mostly through the loosening of the restrictions, through mail-in voting, through ballot collection, ballot harvesting. Those things, I acknowledge, were behind the victory of Biden. And this whole fact that this was combined with a anti-Trump hate, because they had a lot of ballots collected, harvested, and mail-in. But they had those lots of ballots because they could get into people's heart, into people's apartment, and say very quickly, do you want Trump out? Then do this. I'm not sure they would get as much success on someone that doesn't generate as much hate as Trump. But to me, Fox News had never been particularly the promoter of anti-Dominion content. Apparently, they had done some coverage of the Dominion stuff. But, it was mostly in the dark corners of the internet, the conspiracy corners, the MAGA Q-tards, as we call them, or QAnon. It was a very special crowd that was obsessed over Dominion, obsessing over Dominion. And Newsmax, these kinds of alternative channels where Trump was rising, those are the kind of channel that really covered this aspect much more than Fox News. And yet it's Fox News that gets punished, probably because they're the ones with money, so they're the ones where Dominion saw an occasion to make a lot of money. And Rupert Murdoch has been at the center of the admissions on record that it was criminal what they were doing. But he's admitted these things when he didn't have to. I mean, this case could have been won, but they've been acting so loosely with the case. I'm really dissatisfied by... I don't even consider that there's been an effort from the Fox News side to win. So it's like they wanted to give that money. And today they have settled a settlement just before they would go in front of the jury to know the amount by which they would get punished. They have decided to settle for $787 million. That is a lot of money. The fact that Fox News can have $787 million just hanging out there available for payment is unbelievable to me. I cannot understand this. How does that work? Anyways, that's what it is. And so we have a final judgment in this case because of the folding of the Fox News side. Probably they've looked at what happened to Alex Jones and they thought, okay, we don't have much chances on our side here. Based Saxon says, JF about to go full rage mode. Really? Rage on what? I mean, I'm raging... I'm just finding it bizarre. It's like, did they want to give money to Dominion? Because they look like they folded with the softest possible stance. EC says, right after you ended yesterday, Elon changed CBC's Twitter label to 69% government funded. Yes, interesting meme. Interesting meme. Okay, so Bez Taxon was somehow listening to yesterday's show. Yeah, sometimes I just say, unfortunately, sends the wrong stream. So yesterday I was raging, yes. If you missed yesterday's show. But today I'm not planning to be raging. So Elon Musk always memeing on the number 69, referring to a sex position, and the number 420 referring to pot. And CBC said something along the lines of, we're less than 70% government funded, as a counter to the label government funded. And Elon said, okay, less than 70, that there's someone who tweeted at Elon, that means it's 69, if you want to be generous to them, not 70. And Elon Musk decided to switch 70% to 69% government funded. At this point, we have, you know, basically a danger, in my view, in that Elon's memeing is going too far. It's like you are now attacking Canada. Eventually, Elon's obsession with these numbers is going to cause a world war. That's my worry. I'm not super worried about the Canada-US conflict, but it's extremely childish. But I laughed my ass off. It's just the childish internet that I came for in 1995, and that they took away from me in 2017, 2018. So I'm glad that it's back. I appreciate the humor. I appreciate this kind of bravado in the face of institutional power, because institutional power had totally grabbed Twitter. Keith Woods has been banned from TikTok. Your account was permanently banned due to multiple violations of our community guidelines. Of course, there is no such thing as political TikTok. You're not going to make it. And so that's why I never even tried. I would love to experiment with the platform itself. I would love to, try to meme on a short video platform, being a different format that would make me think, how should I adjust my content? How do you deliver what I have to deliver in less time? But I can't, because these platforms are so tight, anything of any political meaning is automatically abolished. Someone finally said it. Kira says, please stop doing this fucking face. Yes, among the e-girls, the e-people of the internet, there is this face of a stunned anime figure. My understanding is they have their eyes bent toward the nose. They have the tongue popping out of their teeth, which reminds me, I think I've seen this in another porn star streamer who had done her first porn video. I don't remember who it was, but she had done similar faces. I believe that the face is meant to imitate a stunned character who is in the perfect situation mentally to suck a dick because she is confused and she has her mouth open. And we finally have calls on Twitter to stop doing this fucking face. Indeed, the crossed eyes are not extremely aesthetic. I joined this call today. We had almost someone to come to write an article debunking the revolutionary phenotype. Ahehago. Is that the technical term for this face? They have a name for this face, ahegao. Hayago is a term in Japanese pornography for a facial expression of characters, usually women, during sex, typically with rolling or crossed eyes, protruding tongue, and slightly reddened face to show enjoyment or ecstasy. The style is often used in erotic manga, anime, and video games. Ah, fascinating. Ahegao, that is the term. Well, let us stop Ahegao on the public space. We almost had a debunk of the revolutionary phenotype. Oh my God, this woman was decided a doctor, MD, with a female sign on her Twitter. I appreciate that she has a female sign on her Twitter rather than a Ukraine flag or LGBT flag. You know, she was in a conversation with the evolutionist on some other tweet by Jan Malschungs, and she had said, I will write an article that will aim to debunk JFG's theory. Yes! And I was like, yes! Go strong! Try to demolish it! Some people were laughing, some people were very encouraging to her, and they were guiding her. Someone said, lol, female hubris, aim high. And I had said, she's bold, I like it. And some people were saying, excellent, stay away from the semantics and stick to the theory. Too many times I've seen people argue they don't like the way the words sound, instead of arguing the content of the ID. And someone says, and you'll fail miserably. And Kenzie said, I hope that you first make an effort to understand the theory. That is indeed, so many people have attempted to debunk the revolutionary phenotype without reading it. But then she started asking me questions in DM, and I answered all of her questions, and now she's changed her mind. She has been convinced by my arguments. So her initial point of attack was to say, I believe that it's not going to happen the way JF describes. I believe the machines will develop independence from humans very quick. And because life evolves toward independence. Okay. And I was like, well, that's your claim. That's a phenotypic separation. I talk about it in my book. People are saying F. Hopefully, the stream comes back on. I don't think I have any technical issue here. So let's see if we are back on. Waterway, it says, she started asking you questions in the end. So that's how she was starting. She started in the DM conversation saying, I think you're wrong. I don't see why a super powerful AI would stay around humans. It would eventually develop a life of its own, and it will outcompete us by just outcompetition as another life form. To which I said, okay, that would be a phenotypic revolution. That would be a phenotypic separation. I've described this in chapter 11. It wasn't clear whether she read chapter 11. And I said, anyways, you don't have the mechanism by which a computer that's specialized in genetic manipulations of humans, why would it be successful at anything else? If it's what it's being selected for, it would have to enact its effects into the world through humans. Because it wouldn't be specialist at self-preservation. So there's kind of a start that's lacking. And then she started moving on to another counter. She started saying, well, do you consider that the computer that's involved in the replicator Tango, do you consider that it's a vehicle? And I was like, well, vehicle, that's a pedagogical term that's been used by Richard Dawkins' Vehicle of What. If it has a replicator, it's the phenotype of that replicator. If it doesn't have a replicator, it's the phenotype of humans. There's no vehicle in evolutionary theory. People are saying JF buffering and looping. Okay, well, stream has disconnected. Attempting to reconnect. Let's hope that we are back soon. Okay, I think we should be back now. I believe it has reconnected. There was a series of 5 disconnections. Let's see when people indicate that we are back. Yeah, says EC, you're back. Okay. So, vehicle was not a super good counter. Then she started saying, I believe that your scenario for Q&A is different from what happened to DNA, because DNA was inside the life form, and all phenotypic revolutions that ever worked happened inside the organism. What you're suggesting with the computers would happen outside of our organism, outside of the cell, and that makes it a totally different event. Unsatisfying counter there, not very strong. So I made her realize first that her assumption that DNA stemmed inside a cell is wrong. By the theory of Pierre Forterre, and it seems to be the most realistic hypothesis, DNA would have emerged first as a virus. And when you look at one of the features of DNA, it is the nucleus in which it is located. It has a double wrap of the kind that you would expect if DNA was initially a virus that was living beside the cell and eventually got wrapped into the cell. So the idea that DNA was inside the organism is actually wrong, her idea. And anyways, it doesn't change anything because I pointed out that by the standard of Richard Dawkins, with the extended phenotype, there's no difference between the inside of the body and the outside. It's just the phenotype, and it's subject to evolutionary theory. So she then had no more arguments, and she said, well, I'm changing my mind about this article. I'm not going to write an article to debunk your theory because you've addressed all of my points. But it was good to talk with someone reasonable, it's still, it's hurtful to me to be facing so many people who think they have something, but they have nothing. And in fact, the basic retelling of arguments that are already in the book is sufficient to make them abandon or to uncover their fallacies. But it's what it's going to be forever, because the revolutionary phenotype is true. But you guys are starting with a bad outlook on it. You're trying to debunk something because, I don't know, you want to get at JF. You want to be the first to succeed at destroying a theory. The revolutionary phenotype is true, and people are going to have to come to grips with this. Like, just accept. I've suggested a theory that is true. Neon Blacksmith says, yeah, at least she gave it a try, but that was it. You can't debunk the debunker. New guy says, good to hear she was reasonable at least. So now she's still going to write an article, she says, in her Substack about the revolutionary phenotype, but she will do it just about our conversation and the answers I gave her. Good. Excellent. Problem solved. I had to correct people because I retweeted yesterday a Mr. Mittaker list. It was a sarcastic list of what the checklist for the trad cat. And it was an attack, of course, against Nick Fuentes. And he was listing everything weird that Nick Fuentes did along the years, including the cat boy hanging out. And he was just laughing his ass off at the fact that this is the state of trad Catholicism. And people started saying, oh, the truce with Nick is already over. You didn't last very long, JF. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. When I like a tweet on Twitter, it's because I intend to talk about it tonight. It doesn't mean I like the content that's inside. All it means is I want this tweet to be in my list because my like list is my program for the night, basically. So a like is not an indicator that I like the tweet or the content of the tweet. Secondly, when I retweet something, it is not an endorsement either. It is simply that I want to report it to you guys. And sometimes I want to report it because it's false. Sometimes I want to draw your attention to it because it's true. So in this case, it was a list that was sarcastically phrased by Mr. Mittaker. And the reason I wanted to report that list is, first, I didn't know Mr. Mittaker was on this whole bashing against Nick Fuentes. So it was not me saying everything in that list is true. I'm betraying Nick Fuentes now. Ha ha ha. No, it was just... Look, I didn't know that Mr. Mittaker was still alive. That was my first surprise. And I was like, oh yeah, Mr. Mittaker is still alive, and there he is on posting about whatever. So I was happy about it. And then secondly, I wanted to draw the attention to the fact that he was joining in on the bashing against Nick, which I didn't expect him to. That was the reason I retweeted. A garage has been collapsing in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Several people trapped inside. One dead at least already reported. Look at this. And we still have one of the vehicles shaking here. Yeah, I mean, these things are built in layers of concrete and asphalt and extremely heavy stuff. Eventually, the weight becomes too strong. On top of it, I'm told that the era of electric vehicle is actually changing the weight toward the higher weight cars. And so actually, some of these garages have been built on a standard that will not take the future vehicles, that if they are all electric, some of these garages will collapse. And even before the electric revolution, we have bigger and bigger cars. You know, SUVs were not the norm not so long ago. And so we have bigger cars that occupy more space, that have more mass. And on top of it, the battery comes in and adds to the weight. Neil Blacksmith says, parking garage out of a hold build. Yeah, I think we're going to see more and more of this in the city, because I'm afraid that these things have to collapse, basically, before we do anything about it. Of course, the owner of these things are not incentivized at spending millions and millions for just rebuilding stuff, and so they hope everything is okay. They get an engineer to maybe check some pillars and say, oh yeah, I'm giving the green light on this, but it's never perfect. So I think we're going to see more and more of this, because we are no more a civilization that builds very much. We are shutting down on the ability to build. We are less intelligent, eventually we'll become less intelligent. So all of this together will lead to more engineering problems. The cause of death for Aaron Carter has been revealed. He is the guy who was he? Was he the brother of a Backstreet Boys, a singer and songwriter? The cause was drowning. with difluoroethane and alprazolam. So an aerosol propellant commonly found in spray cans. So he was sniffing spray cans. And also Xanax, an anti-anxiety medication. Another case of a rich singer. So much money, they end up being able to get anything, including any drug they wish. And the anti-anxiety medication, oh my God, do they make damage? They are quite something. So to be avoided, anti-anxiety medication, at least those that are specifically anti-anxiety. There are antidepressants who happen to be having a good anti-anxiety effect, and they are much much softer for your body, and I would recommend going for this, talking about it to your doctor if you need something for anxiety, because of all the specifically anti-anxiety medication, if we're talking Xanax, benzodiazepine, this kind of stuff, they all have huge issues with them. Among other things, addiction. Blanket says, how are you doing today, JF? Sorry, I haven't been here for a while. I'm doing great. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. You'll have to add a payment method to your Odyssey account to see that button appear. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy, or you can support us on a monthly basis at the Subscribe Star, and tonight will be our Subscribe Star hangout. Kenzie says, any kind of drugs like this is just going to make things worse, I feel. Yes. Much of these drugs have terrible effects in the long run. They give immediate relief because, of course, the person is happy to have drugs, but eventually there's a problem with each of them. There has been a removal on Twitter of the dead naming example among the examples of trans hate. And so I don't know if it's necessarily the case at this point that dead naming is now legal on Twitter, but certainly they have removed it from the considerations around hate speech. So the TOS against dead naming has always given an unfair advantage to trans people on this platform, and I'm glad that it's gone. As a hetero man with testicles, I don't get protections from people believing wrong things about me or calling me names that I don't consent to. If I had a name change, I wouldn't be protected from people reminding the public of my former identity, and thus they would be able to hold me to account for anything I would have done under my former identity. The fact that this special right was given to trans people to enforce their conceptions of themselves onto others has always been an injustice, and I'm happy it finally got resolved. Hopefully, Twitter's move causes a social change in which people understand that your conception of yourself ends with the limits of your own body. Outside of you, we can think whatever we want. Stephen Robinson says, the cult of Pepe is on the blockchain. Are you memeing about the Pepe coin? Holy shit, Stephen Robinson. What kind of bizarre brain do you have that always directs you toward the shittiest of coins? It's like you really want to make these 10,000x all the time. You never just want to be satisfied with your fucking Bitcoin gains, your good 10x on every bull run. No. Stephen Robinson is always out there looking for the shittiest of coins. He says, did anyone in the chat buy Pepe coin today or in the past few days? The cult of Pepe is on the blockchain. I've seen your tweets about it, or I don't know, perhaps you talked about it on the Discord. I've seen the stuff. And listen, I'm like, I'm in front of this Pepe coin at 7 cents. And then I'm reading someone with an argument, you know, Pepe is a great meme. This coin has super potential over the average term down to 2025. They have a burning policy. And so it's a mimetic coin that will inevitably rise. And Stephen Robinson says it has done 1,000x in the past few days. But the problem is, what do I do with this? Do I buy Pepe coin? Like, it could go to $20 a coin, as far as I'm concerned. But it could also go down to nothing. So how much money would I put in there? $40? $1,000? $10,000? And while I do this, I lose on the opportunity to do a decent return on the truly interesting investment and safe investment that Bitcoin and ETH are. Stephen Robinson says, yes, and then turn your gains into ETH. $69. Those are the weirdest economic counseling I've ever had. It's like, yeah, Jeff, put $69 in it. I'm frustrated at the shitcoins, let me tell you. Because I want to be with you guys. I want to celebrate at a 1,000x. But here I am in front of an already accomplished 1,000x. What are the chances that there's going to be more than 10x on this now? Now that the 1,000 has already been accomplished. It all becomes a kind of Ponzi calculation of how many people heard it before me. How many people will try to carpet me to sell before me. Stephen Robinson says, JF, embrace the peanut brain and buy $69 worth of Pepe. Where can I buy this? I can't believe I'm going to buy Pepe. Where can I buy this? Binance, or is it decentralized pancakes? How does that work? I can do it. I can buy $69. It's so ridiculous. Kansas City man charged for shooting black teen through his front door, according to the prosecutor. We don't have much details, but a little more details. At least tentative claims are made about the circumstances in which the shooting would have happened. So what they claim, and this is yet again without contribution from the old man himself, so I'd like to know what's the defense of the old man. But the prosecution and the police claim that the black guy didn't enter the home, that he merely rang the doorbell, that the old man shot through a little window on the side of his door, or maybe a window, something from the door or from behind the door. And ultimately, we have an old man who was terrified because he was understanding that he was old, just as I guessed yesterday. as I guessed yesterday, the old man was just scared that he would be overpowered if he just opened the door. And we've seen so many cases of these home invasions. It happens extremely fast. If the old man tries to just unclick the door, gets pushed onto the floor, then his guns will not save him. If anything, his gun could be used against him. Stephen Robinson says you must add the token address into MetaMask or Uniswap. Okay, so it's a Uniswap thing. I know what to do with this. I know how to do it. Ah, man, I can't believe I'm going to buy Pepe. So if you just trust this story, it would look like it's going to be hard for the old man to make the case that he had a positive belief grounded in fact that justified his fear. However, perhaps things can change, you know. He has the right to remain silent. So until the trial, we may not know what was his full thought process. But it does seem that he was considering that he was being attacked. He was hearing, he had heard attempts at opening the door, so he thought that he was being attacked, and he asked many times to the police after the fact, how is the guy doing? Is the guy okay? So he seems like a reasonable man who had concerns, but who had a belief that wasn't the case in this case. That's what it looks like for now. Blanket says, how is your new book going, JF? Not advancing at all, my friend, not advancing at all. Steven Robinson says, Pepe is for entertainment purpose. It is better than watching a Hollywood movie. Yeah, but when I buy a coin, I want to know the price every morning I wake up. So it's a lot. Even having $69 of Pepe, it's a lot to take in because I'm a nervous guy. I'm a man who follows his asset. I'm a man who wants to know where's everything at every point in time. And I don't enjoy it as a Hollywood movie when I have holdings. I enjoy it more like a hammer hit in the back of the head, all right? Justin, SEC Chair Gary Gensler blames Silicon Valley Bank collapse on crypto. And holy shit, it's like people were pointing out that he looks like Mr. Burns.
The biggest Silicon Valley Bank, actually, when it failed, you saw this country's the world's second leading stable coin, had $3 billion involved there, DPEG. So it's interesting just how this was all.
Thank you. Narrative
as well.
And he was saying that that he doesn't have Bitcoin. He'd never had Bitcoin. So people were titling with nice memes. Old man yells at Bitcoin. That is a classic. I really like it. Old man yells at Bitcoin. All right, what else did I want to cover? USPS targets hiking first-class mail prices by 5.4%. The delivery fees are about to increase. It's unbelievable in Canada here, and it's going to become harder and harder in the US too. The same US government that is fighting inflation is also succumbing to it. The price of stamps and postage is once again moving higher. Prices on first-class mail stamps will rise to 66 cents from 63 cents in July. And there will be a rise of 5.4% on other packages above the Fed's 2% target. Inflation, of course, affects the carrying capacities, especially when you maintain high gasoline prices. You have to reprice everything. Blanket says, didn't know JF watched The Simpsons. I mean, I watched The Simpsons a long time ago, but do I need to watch The Simpsons to appreciate the meme where there's a Simpson character that happens to be in the meme? I don't see your logical process here. New York Times, Bitcoin hit piece backfires as hashtag Stop the Presses movement erupts on social media. I had seen this Twitter trend pass by a couple of days ago. And I was like, okay, some ecological stuff around New York Times. I don't care all that much. But now I understood from the Zero Hedge article that this was basically a trolling campaign against the New York Times, because the New York Times had gone against the ecological efficacy of Bitcoin. people started counting how many trees did the New York Times kill in its more than 100 years career. That is hilarious. I wish I had known that this was the trend. I would definitely have clicked on it and tweeted in it. But now, so yeah, they are making a case that basically the New York Times is just a baby tree killer. It's a tree slaughterhouse. And New York Times profits from the murder of trees, choosing to print a daily newspaper packed full of corporate advertisements and propaganda. It's time to stop the press. And, oh yeah, that's not the article. The New York Times, there it is. The New York Times, they generate smoke. Their industry for producing these big rolls of paper produces a lot of CO2. You could write CO2 in the sky with just what they produce. Stop the presses. What a nice mimetic campaign. Stephen Robinson says, I only bought XRP because Bart wrote XRP to 589. Yeah, but XRP... Why do we need XRP? What the fuck is the purpose of this cryptocurrency? Like, seriously, I may respect Pepe more. Because Pepe, at least as character, it has an image, it's a public reference of some kind. XRP was a dream by the guy who was involved in Swift payments, and he thought that the Swift payments were costing too much, and he made XRP as a replacement to it. Stephen Robinson says that Bart wrote this on the chalkboard. Did he? Also, so there are still Simpsons episodes from recent times. Dr. The Name says, too much buffering, I can't watch. Well, sorry about this. Anyways, I will quickly finish the show. I don't know what's happening. It's problems of connections with Odyssey. The last that happened was 27 minutes ago, and now it just happened again. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know why Odyssey is doing this tonight. Hopefully you can watch the show after the fact. And by me continuing to deliver the show, anyways, it records it offline. And it shouldn't be buffering once you watch it after the fact. There is a lawsuit for child mutilation against a hospital. Layla Jane versus the Kaiser Hospital Foundation. This is a lawsuit being undertaken by the Liberty Center. The whole idea is that from ages 6 to 11 years old, this person who was a girl... who was a girl who wanted to become a boy. She had psychiatric and psychological counseling sessions, anxiety issues, extreme mood fluctuations, self-harm, problems at school resulting in suspension, oppositional behavior, and she heard about transgenderism and said that she wanted to become a boy. And they've basically groomed her into this whole belief that by the time she was, I believe, 13, she got, at 13 years old, doctors performed a radical double mastectomy on Layla and put her on testosterone treatment at 13 years old. And then they will tell you, oh, we don't do it with children. Not back. We are not back. Well, DK Shadow says we are back. So you're gonna have to refresh, but some people are receiving us. Yeah, so they say, oh, we don't do it on kids in this hospital. But then there are some hospitals that do it because we have these stories. Former Planned Parenthood director commits suicide. Days after a botched police raid for child porn charges. Last week, a former director at a Connecticut Planned Parenthood killed himself after police raided the wrong apartment and failed to take him into custody. So they get to the wrong place, and this leaves this guy some time to suicide before he faces justice for his child porn. So we have here someone who was proudly posing in front of LGBT flags, involved in the abortion business, and consuming child porn. That is scary, man. Let's have a look at this video. Holy shit, this van is rolling at high speed on the highway, and somehow it lifted its lever. Now it's about to collide with the bridge. Oh my god. Sorry about the sound. My attention was driven away from my screen, and I didn't see the high sound that there was. Let's rewatch. Yeah, it looks like it could be frozen Diet Coke or whatever else people buy in large quantities. I don't know what the normies are consuming. That is bizarre. A bizarre spiral showing up in the sky. I mean, look at this. This is like out of a bad science fiction movie. Apparently, this has shown in Alaska. Last weekend, stargazers in Alaska were treated to an unusual sight, an airy pale blue spiral that appeared in the night sky. The spiral appeared during the Northern Lights near Fairbanks on Saturday, April 15. DK Shadow says it's a portal, so obvious. Oh, okay. So basically, the extraterrestrials are inviting us. You just fly through this, you won't feel a thing, and you'll be at the other end of the universe, no problem. Apparently, it's some sort of a magnetic phenomenon. Oh, no, okay. Last week, where did I see that it was a magnet? It emerged during a display of the Northern Lights, where charged particles from the sun interacted with the Earth's atmosphere to produce bright bands of green. Okay, so the green is due to a magnetic phenomenon with the particles. But despite its UFO or portal-like appearance, the mysterious spiral has a far more mundane explanation. It was simply excess fuel that had been released from a SpaceX rocket that launched from California about 3 hours before the spiral appeared. It's like they are attacking the everyday heterosexual white guy for any drop of fuel that we may consume or throw into the environment. And they absolutely want us to stop heating with wood logs. And it's like, okay, I'm putting one wood log to heat my home. It's burning for a couple of hours. It's giving me heat to my family. And yet Elon is out there just ejecting fuel into the fucking atmosphere. Like, so much fuel that it covers the star. And they are going after the guy who just has a lawnmower with that's not electric. Elon just doesn't give a shit. I mean, he's splashing the Earth, the entire planet. I mean, you have to respect the basedness of it. It's quite Chad, in fact, DK Shadow. Elon is a Chad. He just allows himself more fuel release than the average hetero. Alimer sends a super chat. He says, How goes the garden this year, JF? Cucumbers are the main ingredients in that gyro sauce. They should be one of the easier veggies to grow, no? I've been having success in the past with cucumbers. However, I have already announced that I'm not making a garden this year. I want to concentrate on building the greenhouse and building the ceiling of the greenhouse, because it's very hard to do while I have to spend my days caring for plants. Whereas if I can reserve the year for per building purposes, I'll have all the space, I won't have to walk around plants, and I'll be able to concentrate on that goal. Because I don't care all that much about farming vegetables. I care about finishing my work of art, which is this greenhouse. I care about this being a better home when I die than when I bought it. That's what I care about. And so I don't give a shit about cucumbers. Fuck cucumbers, to be honest. I've posed as a vegetable lover, farmer for the last few years to entice you guys into thinking that I was living the trad life. Really, it's a matter of ego. It's much more a matter of ego. I do not want to leave a house. It's a house that I bought with so much risk. I mean, it was basically given to us. I mean, for the price of the land, basically. And that's because the house may not have held up, but it did held up. And I want to create a paradise with this house where people are going to look at it and say, holy shit, this is worth $500,000. The guy has a greenhouse with automated watering on all of his land. Potato maxing, says Orkin Man. Well, whoever buys it at $500,000 eventually will be able to potato max. But yeah, that's what I want to create. I want to have started from nothing and have built with my hands a very desirable place to live. So for this reason, I'm giving up the farming at least for a year so that I can focus on having a roof on my greenhouse. The housing bubble, owners trapped by low-rate mortgages, buyers thwarted by high-rate mortgages. If, as many posit, the Federal Reserve has an unstated mandate to generate a wealth effect by propping up housing, they've managed to create a no-win situation. So yes, we've benefited from low rates, so people have signed those contracts at very low rates, and if they haven't opted for the renewable, if they've locked in the rates, then they find themselves much advantaged with respect to the current market as the price, as the interest rates rise. So that gives a situation where people have great difficulty selling and they have great difficulty buying because everything becomes overpriced and housing becomes inaccessible. Facebook owner Meta plans to lay off about 4,000 employees on Wednesday, according to Vox. That is wonderful. The metaverse won't be a viable option until the real world is almost unbearable. That should be in the next 2 to 4 years. Interesting take. But very good news that Meta will be reducing its employees again, because we've already had news like this a couple of months ago. They are continuing. They have to be much slimmer. They are just a fucking terrible website. Terrible looking boomer website. So fuck Meta. You got nothing on us with your virtual world. Fuck your metaverse. A Chicago woman cries while documenting the worst looted Walmart you've ever seen. Look, guys, a Walmart cannot survive in Chicago. They've taken everything. There's nothing left. They've taken all of the products. Millions of dollars of content there. All stolen, destroyed.
Every grocery store looks like this. Everything is either on the floor. Look at this. Can't even get no fucking food for my kids, G. Look at this. Came in the store to try to buy something. Cause I'm not a thief. Look at this. In my hood, can't even get no food for my kids.
And one day your kids might be the ones destroying the Walmarts.
Babies need milk. Can't even get nothing for my kids, bro. I feel like an animal, and black people made me feel like an animal. Y'all did this to us. Look at this. Look at the store. Look at this. But this is what we're fighting for. This is honoring George Floyd. People who already couldn't feed their kids, now they really can't feed their kids. Look at this. I am so devastated right now, G. This is not okay for us to have to live like this. We do stupid shit like this all the time, and we so black proud. We so black and proud that we ain't gonna never be honest and be real about what's really going on. Y'all are so wrong for this. You came in your neighborhood and fucked up your shit. I'm not a thief. I'm not coming in this store and stealing nothing. And ain't nobody gonna turn me into no animal or make me feel like a thief. Y'all let them white folks send y'all off once again. Look at all this shit on the floor. Look at all this on the floor. Everything. Everything's on the floor. Tissue. We couldn't even find tissue less than 2 months ago, and now it's on the floor. Look at it. Meanwhile, we got plenty of fruits and vegetables.
The vegetables somehow have a protective effect. This is the advantage with farming. It's like no one will come to steal your vegetables. I mean, they came in this store, they destroyed everything, but the vegetables still stand. They didn't touch the lettuce. Naberius sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, my child is at the age of trying to eat everything. It reminds me of JF's point to Michael Shermer that things are rewarding until they're not. Babies will eat anything because eating has been good for them in the past. Adults will embrace AI because technology has been good to them in the past. Absolutely. You see young kids, when they start the eating phase, holy shit, they will grab anything that comes to their hand. A piece of dust on the floor, any crap they can find, poof, in the mouth. And you see them learn progressively. You see them, and then they have a bad experience, and they learn from this. But it's amazing just how much crap there would... I can't imagine in nature. Like, they would take sand and earth, and they would just eat it. Now, you have to think that perhaps there were some functions to this evolutionarily. Perhaps having a little bit of earth in your mouth will give you magnesium, you know, all the ions that are in there. Who knows? Maybe it's a necessary contribution to our nutrition that we don't take anymore. Dino Logovic says, Thor is coming, Jeff. Should I... What do I do if Thor is coming? Should I carry an umbrella that is grounded to the floor? Forex Shark says, is this looting specific to an event? It looks like it's the recent looting of the entire Chicago area during the riots 2 or 3 days ago. Perhaps related to the fact that Walmart has withdrawn from Chicago by well, not all areas of Chicago, but they have closed 4 stores. Silver Spider, as I was showing on my Twitter account, the three of the stores are in black majority area, and one of the store being closed is in a white area, but not white majority. Silver Spider sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, hey, JF, a leftist I knew, who is also an atheist, said intelligence is made up. He also said IQ is made up by racists and measures nothing real. What would you say to this? The discussion was about why some communities are different, and he attributed everything to oppression. Well, the IQ cannot be nothing because it's performance on a test. So you're going to have to explain to me, how is it that through racism, someone is better at solving cubes. Cubes with, okay, here's a pattern, here's another pattern, show me what's the next pattern. It's very hard to have an explanation that would lead to, okay, it's because of racism that they can do the very same answer or better in much less time. That just doesn't work. It has to measure something about the brain, something that the brain is capable or not capable to do. And that is, but unfortunately, a lot of leftists and a lot of people, even in hard science, they kind of otherize IQ. They otherize the human mind as if anything that stems from the human mind is not subject to proper scientific inquiry. But if you are somewhat informed in this domain, you know that it's not the case, that the mind being physical must be subject to the same laws of empiricism as the outside world. And there is no reason to dismiss things that emerged from the mind, and behaviors are an observable entity. And so the behavior of having the correct response on a test can be studied. And IQ is what is this study, basically. Now, there may be no way to convince your friend. They are irrational on this question, but you have to stick to the fact that facts are observable, behaviors are observable, therefore behaviors are facts, and capacities to perform on a test are facts too. This is scandalous. Soros-funded St. Louis circuit attorney Kim Gardner's team no-shows at a murder trial, allowing murderer to go free. Apparently, it's been a couple of times that the Soros-funded attorney team just doesn't show at their trial. So the judge liberates these people who have probably committed a murder just because the state is not there to prosecute. This is so dangerous. I mean, I was talking yesterday about the case of resolution of cases for murder in Chicago at 22% in the black community. That means about 80% of the murders don't get resolved in the black community. But here we have a case that was probably resolved, but we need a prosecutor to be there at trial to handle. What is the excuse of this person? She was busy, something happened. What the fuck can justify not being there for a murder case? New York mayor goes to war against meat and dairy as climate agenda escalates. Apparently, they announce new food-based taxes, emissions on CO2, and they will claim that livestock emits too much greenhouse gases, and so they want to make meat unaffordable, and they want to sell these insect burgers. Silver Spider says, Jeff, I'd like to add one more point. He would say there is no such thing as intelligence because people are just good at certain things and everyone is different. So he would say some people are better at pattern recognition, some are better at math and so on, but there is no total IQ. Well, that was a hypothesis at the beginning of intelligence research. The data that was acquired for years, the Pearson coefficient was developed statistically to address this question. And the ultimate answer we had to accept in front of the fact was that this is not the case. That this conception of multiple intelligences is not correct. That there was a general factor that was central to your performance on most of the tasks we could come up with, and that basically, if you were better at math, you were also better at French. And if you were better at French, you were better at doing the Raven matrices. And this is a fact of intercorrelation across multiple tests that your friend has to accept. If he doesn't accept this, he just doesn't accept reality. And clearly, what he's trying to do is to take you on moral grounds. When he says these things, that there are talents of all kinds, He's making a moral statement. He doesn't know that. Ask him this. You say there are talents of all kinds in all dimensions and that everyone happens to have a talent in these dimensions. Can you recognize that some people would have less talents and that some people would have no talents in none of your multiple dimensions that you talk about? Could you accept that someone is really bad at many things, most things? And the fact is, not only should he accept that it's a possibility, that's actually the main case. Generally, people are either good or bad at most things that they do with their brain. That is just the facts of the Pearson coefficient, the IQ being intercorrelated across tests, and there is 100 years of research basically on this. CRE giant Brookfield defaults on $161 million debt for DC office buildings. Commercial real estate and their renting to companies is going bad. We were hearing earlier that Elon Musk isn't even paying the rent to the Twitter headquarters. And I wouldn't if I was him. If I was him, I would move out of San Francisco as quickly as possible. Move this to Texas. If you're going to be a free speech company, don't let the leftist of San Francisco decide for you what law will apply to you. So yes, people are defaulting on debt and on capacity to pay rent. Because these offices are completely outdated. There is no reason why you would host these offices at the cost of millions and billions of dollars when you can have people work from home. And we are headed toward the conclusion of this show, and I will be getting prepared for the 9 p.m. Eastern Time private JFGT hangout. Subscribe to the Subscribestar. The link to Subscribestar is in the description below. If you have crypto and MetaMask, subscribe to Backed By. The link to Backed By is in the description below. You're going to have to get some coins onto the Polygon blockchain. John Drake says, more good news for BTC. Hope more banks go under. Yeah, that would be beautiful. Silver Spider says, great answer. Thanks. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't know the studies. Yeah, I mean, you have to look into the G factor. That is the great argument for the intercorrelation. You look into the historical development of the Pearson coefficient and the G factor research, and you're going to find thousands of examples. Literally, just go on PubMed and search G factor IQ and G dash factor. You're going to find all the studies you want on this. And finally, a beautiful illustration, CBC, a Canadian organization that is my competitor in Canada. They are offering communist state-funded, almost fully state-funded, media that looks into the unique stories of the LGBT, handicapped, lesbian baseball player in Saskatchewan, and they get deep into her life for a whole hour. They make a documentary about her. 69% government funded. Elon Musk is just inserting stuff into people's ass, and I love it. That is it for tonight, boys. But if you are a Subscribestar member, a Patreon member, or a Backed By member, go check out the post on these platforms. And I will be live in 50 minutes, and you can join the conversation if you're at the $20 level. Nat was saying on the Discord, he was saying, I originally attended the subscriber chat just to shitpost in private with JF, but what I got was the biggest brain conversation on the internet on a monthly basis. That is really how it feels. Our Patreon hangout, let me tell you, is high-level people. Our most intelligent audience members somehow congregate every month. Very good thinkers, and you can see that they are truly part of JF culture in the sense that They have huge debate skills. They don't let any sort of shit being said, and they fight back, and sometimes it gets intense. That is it. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow if you're not in the show tonight. Bye-bye. Thank you.